Naomi Sensei, what's today's target sentence?
トイレを貸してください。
Can I use the restroom, please? Now, the literal translation is actually, can you please lend me your bathroom? Now, of course, we're going to take a closer look at this to kind of like break down the sentence and see where the meaning, can I please use the restroom, is derived from. So, Naomi Sensei, let's take a look at the components here. What do we have first?
トイレ。
Restroom.
お。
Object marker.
貸して。
This is the te form of the verb kasu, to lend.
ください。
Please. And when combined with the te form of a verb, please do this. Please do this for me. So, as we've already explained in the previous lesson, the te form of a verb plus kudasai is used to ask someone to do something for the speaker. In the previous lesson, we used the te form plus class 2 verbs. Now, today we're going to cover class 1 verbs. Not just class 1 verbs, but
class 1 verbs that end in mu, bu, nu, and su.
Now, I think the best way to kind of explain the class is to take a look at the verbs, and we'll kind of revisit this. So, can you give us an example of a class 1 verb that ends in mu?
飲む, to drink.
So the last syllable is mu, no mu. Let's have another example. Can we have an example of a class 1 verb that ends in bu?
遊ぶ, to play.
Or to hang out.
はい.
How about one that ends in nu?
There's only one verb, 死ぬ, to die.
And how about one that ends in su?
話す, to speak, to say.
So let's take a look at how to conjugate these. Again, inside the PDF, there's a chart for this, but we'll go through it quickly. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
飲む becomes 飲んで.
The mu is dropped and it's replaced with?
んで, 飲んで.
What do we have for? To play, 遊ぶ.
ぶ becomes んで, too. So, 遊ぶ becomes 遊んで.
And what do we have for the last one that's kind of in this group inside of class 1 verbs, meaning that it's conjugated the same way?
死ぬ becomes 死んで.
So for verbs that end in mu, bu, or nu, that syllable is dropped and it's replaced with
んで.
How about verbs that end in su?
Su becomes して.
So su is dropped and replaced with
して.
So the verb to speak is
話す
becomes
話して.
Again, inside the lesson notes, a very detailed explanation. So let's take a look at what we had from today's dialogue.
休んでください.
Please take a break. Again, the verb 休む ends in
む.
So that's dropped and replaced with
んで.
Then we add to it
ください.
Please take a break.
休んでください.
Next we have
飲んでください.
Please drink. And I think in this case it was please drink some tea. And finally we have
貸す.
To lend
トイレを貸してください.
Can I use the bathroom? But literally, please lend me your bathroom.
そうですね。The usage of Japanese 貸す is a bit different from the usage of English to lend.
But in a way, it's very similar, the usage here. It's just that it's a different verb. In English, we have, can I use your bathroom? So you're not really using it, per se. But it's a verb that's commonly used in a sentence when asking for permission to go to the bathroom. And here, it's the same thing. And this is a very, very useful expression.
そうですね、right.
Again, in American English, toilet is very crude.
Mm.
But in Japanese, the katakana word for toilet, toire, it's not crude at all. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah. There's a word list of PDF which means bathroom. So please 読んでください.
Please read it.